Okay, well, what is your name?
And my name is Ray.
All right, your name is Ray. What do you want to tell the world? Just go, you want me to ask you questions? Just want to shoot?
Well, you said you're hungry. Hey, what do you want? Hey, how are you? If you want to interview me, do so.
Okay, you say you're part of the street culture. Tell me why and how you got to be that.
By virtue of being born, basically, and, you know, tuning into, you know, my basic environment, you know, whatever. It's just like,
You mean you've been part of street culture more than just a short time?
Well, yes and no. I'm not really into, like, you know, your basic, like, Yale club or whatever, you know, that knucklehead shit. I'm more into, like, you know, folks such as you and I.
Okay. What are some things you like about what I call the street culture, which you don't care to give that a specific name?
What do I like about it? I love everything about it.
Uh-huh.
It's just a good thing. The fact of the, I don't know how to exactly explain it, but I'll tell you. It's good, man. I don't even like to ever go home, you know?
Okay. So, you actually do not have a roof over your head right now?
No, sir, I do not. I slept in a wheeze down the street last night.
Do you have friends with homes sometimes where you can stay over?
Oh, yeah, I got everybody. Sometimes. Usually, actually, more often than not, I have a place to stay indoors. But right now, I'm an outdoors kind of guy. But even when I do have my own place, I seldomly ever go there just because I'm too busy hanging out with, like, the world.
Yeah, I understand. I have a little roof over my head in San Francisco, but I'm coming here more and more. I'm ready to give it up and just be homeless.
San Francisco is for fucking fruitcakes, you know what I mean?
Hey, look, I'll tell you something. As a gay person, I get more acceptance. I get more acceptance for my gay rights here in Brooklyn than I do in gay Mecca San Francisco.
See, I didn't mean that. I was just trying to be a wise guy, but...
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not attacking you.
See, San Francisco is a little harsh, dude.
It's way too hard-edged. Yeah, coming to Brooklyn keeps me sane, among other things.
Brooklyn is a very nice place. San Francisco is beautiful to look at, but really... It's full of really fucked up. It's fucked up, dude. I don't dig the vibe of San Francisco.
As much as I care about the homeless, they're so hard-edged in San Francisco, I have much easier time interviewing them here and associating with them in Berkeley.
Oh, the homeless, yeah. Well, yeah, right. I mean, I don't really, like, you know, I've, like, got, like, two homeless friends. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not really a homeless guy, but I'm, like, right now I'm sort of homeless, but I just, even if I... Homeless people, per se, a lot of times are out of their minds and they're fucked up, and I really can't... Really...
So are working people.
Yeah, but...
Just in a different way.
Right, but a lot of times you just have to really put your time in and go to, like... Okay, I'm from Greenwich Village myself.
Great.
So I have to, I know how to just sort of hang around and pick out the real people.
Oh, yeah, there are some homeless people who you don't want to be around, but, you know...
But...
It takes all kinds,
you know what I'm saying? You just sort of have to put your time in when you...
Yeah.
And that way you can just sort of create a neighborhood for yourself.
Right.
I'm from New York, so neighborhood feeling is very important to me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, me too.
And if you never hang out in a neighborhood, whatever it is,
so you want to get interviewed.
You will never have a neighborhood, and you will never know the neighborhood. You will never make yourself a neighborhood for yourself. You have to make a neighborhood for yourself.
Yeah,
you have to become, like, part of the, like, trip, you know?
Yeah.
If you just are like, oh, I'm too busy, like, with my computer or my job or my, you know, I can't talk to you. I mean, come on. You have to be part of the scene.
Well, you know, statistics have recently shown that people who are on the internet a lot, they're actually more sociable than those who aren't. They actually just take a lot of time to hang out with people. Because that's what I'm on the internet a lot, but I'm very, very gregarious.
Right. Well, I don't know from internet. I can't help.
I interviewed three basic groups of people. The street culture.
Hey, we interview you. Come over here.
That cop is gorgeous. I like that dude, too.
That's a broad and not a cop.
But this is a picture interview. This is an audio.
All right, play this.
Hey, how about telling me a little bit about New York or your gay friends or the gay world or straight world, whatever. Something about New York.
You want to know something about New York?
All right.
New York is a very neighborhood-oriented place.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful place.
Giuliani, on the other hand, right now is screwing the whole freaking thing out.
Oh, I know. I'd love to go back to New York soon.
You like New York? Yeah. You've been there?
I was born and raised there.
Did you ever hang out in Manhattan?
No, I was raised in North Massapequa, Long Island. City suburb.
All right, well, you don't know shit about that. You know?
I know a little bit about it, and I'd love to go back.
But even out there, it's still New York, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't hang out like that.
It was just very sheltered for me.
All right. See, you got to go to Manhattan, where it's really at. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful place, and we have so much culture and so much... like this.
Yeah, only we're doing bigger here. And better.
Like we're doing here right now, right?
Yeah.
You don't find much of this anywhere but here.
Right. Folks, we're on Telegraph Avenue in front of the world famous Cafe Mediterranean, where...
right across the street from Moe's.
Yeah. Where Allen Ginsberg composed Howl.
No, Allen Ginsberg composed Howl right here?
Yes, well, think about it.
You should see
and I'm carrying his torch.
My father does a really great version of Howl. He played it for me back on tape.
Wonderful.
My father's a writer, yeah. He did really good Howl. He used to hang out with Allen Ginsberg on Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Wonderful.
Back in the 60s.
What's
his
name?
His name is the same as mine.
No, I meant Allen Ginsberg.
What?
This thing's silly.
Anyway.
What's the village like these days? Do all these changes?
I haven't been there since about a year.
I haven't been there in 25 years.
I was a year ago there. It was my first time in probably 7 or 8 years, and I was there.
Well, what was it like?
It was 110 degrees there.
Oh.
It was. Well, what month is this now already? This, all right, it was
September.
It was actually the middle of August last year I was there. And it was so freaking hot, man. I was right on Astor Place. I had to go in this bar right across from Khyber Pass, that little place. Right across from the East Door Books, East Side Bookstore used to be.
Yeah.
That little hole-in-the-wall joint.
Mm-hmm.
And where they used to sell Panama Red ice cream and Acapulco Gold ice cream in that little place that serves the veggie burgers and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't, but this is great. I'm hearing it. You're bringing New York to me a little bit.
Yeah, it's between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. The dojo, right across from Dojo. I was in there, and it was so freaking hot, dude. These shorts I'm wearing right now, I bought then.
Uh-huh.
I went and actually changed my clothes in the fucking store that I bought. I was like,
yeah.
I don't wear shorts. Look at my legs, you know what I mean? I'm white as a freaking
Yeah, my legs are white, too.
It was so freaking hot that I had a lot of money in my pocket. I had about $30,000 in my pocket at the time.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I am...
How much you got in them now?
I got about $2 right now.
Interview over. Go ahead.
But that's all right, though, because my corporation just got $107,000 cleared in the bank on Friday.
What corporation is this? What?
This. I will stand on the 5th.
All right, the mafia, big deal.
All right, don't worry about it.
I have the Lavender Mafia. The way
the cops took all my money, got arrested over there, they threw me in Rikers Island, they threw me in that.
I'm Michigan myself, got my own ideas, bro. I got my own freaking ideas over here. Plotted to get in on
I had the Lavender Mafia, world's first gay mafia, also world's first militia, Blue Rose Militia. But go ahead. I'm half Italian myself.
I wish that, like, broads loved me as much as fags did, and I can tell you that much.
I don't love you.
Whatever. You know,
I like
you
about it. Yeah, I do.
I wish the boys were as willing to give me a hand job as fags are.
I'm not willing to. You know my kind.
Well, maybe you're the exception to the fag. I don't know.
I'm not cheap, that's all.
I'm not either.
Actually, while I'm attracted to men generally. I'm 100% gay. There's only a few men that I would ever be interested in. There's only a few guys I would really want to be lovers with and get it on with. I'm very particular, so. But you're not when it comes to women, right?
No, I mean, you know, sexuality is sexuality, but I just can't see penis versus penis. Like, how does it work? I don't get it.
You shift one over a little bit, and then it rubs up in the belly, and it slides really nice and fits perfectly.
You just sort of rub your... I don't know. It's like, imagine a fag broad. It's like...
This is an audio interview. You have to explain in words.
How do fag broads get like, unless they strap on a dildo or something?
True lesbians never do anything that resembles a male's penis.
What the fuck do they do? They just give head all day long, but they never get penetrated.
No, they use their tongues, they use their fingers, they use their hands, they use devices.
How do they get, like, You ever fuck abroad before?
No, I'm a thoroughbred.
All right, I'll tell you right now.